Support for this program is provided by Chevron.
I'm Anthony Adragna, Politico Energy here. And if a company builds a pipeline and it then loses its permit in court, then what happens with the pipeline?
The pipeline itself is not probably the biggest deal. It's a 65-mile natural gas pipeline in St. Louis that is completed. It's built. That is the pipeline built by Spire Energy, or I should say an affiliate of Spire Energy, which is actually pretty important to this case. We have to talk about how a natural gas pipeline gets built. A pipeline developer goes to FERC, and the pipeline developer says, look, the market really needs this pipeline, and we want to go through all the process of environmental review, and we want you to let us build it. This pipeline is unusual for a couple of reasons. St. Louis gas consumption is flat, has been flat, and is expected to be flat for the foreseeable future. There isn't going to be an increase in demand for natural gas, which raises the question, why did Spire want to build a new pipeline? Spire says it's because it will reduce emissions and it improves efficiency and just makes the world a better place. The court takes a different view of it, which is why the court actually vacated FERC's certificate to build this pipe.
Today, Eric Wolf on how this ruling could affect all future pipeline permits. It's Thursday, June 24th. My four-year wedding anniversary.
St. Louis is served by five natural gas pipelines, which are owned by a completely separate company. So Spire had to pull in their gas through these other pipelines, but Spire did not want to do that anymore. So they said, we're going to build a new pipeline. And as is standard practice for building a new pipeline, we're going to have what's called an open season to invite anybody who might want to move natural gas on our pipeline to tell us that they'll pay us for it. According to the court decision, nobody came forward, but Spire still wanted to build a pipeline. So they had one of their affiliates, which is now called Spire Missouri, I think it had a different name at the time, say, actually, we want to move gas on your new pipeline. And so we're going to agree to a deal to use 87% of the capacity of this pipeline. And Spire Energy said, great. So we now have a parent company that owns both the company that wants to build the pipeline and they own the company, Spire Missouri, that's going to move the gas on the pipeline. So now we have a situation where the certificate, the key order, is vacated, but the pipeline is running.
Does this ruling mean the pipeline needs to be taken down and dismantled?
It's pretty unclear. Jeff Dennis, who is a former counsel at FERC, he thinks the court can order them to shut it down, to just stop operations of this gas pipeline. I've had a couple of other background conversations from FERC experts, and they seem to opine that this could cause reliability problems, or Spire could say it's going to cause reliability problems. But this has always been a problem, that it takes so long for court cases to get done that projects are often finished.
So, Eric, why is this ruling such a big deal for other pipelines?
This does have big implications because the company involved in the case is not the only company to use these affiliate agreements. And I think it is probable if you went through all the applications for pipelines, you would find other pipelines in Spire's situation. So there's probably a bunch of developers who are going, oh, nuts, oh boy, or using much stronger language than that. The other important implication here is that FERC is reviewing its entire framework for giving natural gas pipelines approvals, and they will certainly take the court's strong words to heart in rewriting their own rules. So the natural gas pipeline industry may have lost this avenue of proving that they are needed forever, conceivably, or at least for a very good long time. The natural gas industry definitely cares a lot about this concept of affiliate precedence. In various ways, they have submitted a number of filings to FERC, they've submitted comments to FERC, they've sent letters to Congress saying affiliate precedent agreements have been used for a long time, they're totally fine, and don't mess with it. But now here we have the D.C. Circuit saying they're actually not fine, at least in these narrow circumstances, and certainly FERC might decide to read that more broadly. So it could actually have pretty broad implications for the construction of gas pipelines. Now, of course, what environmentalists could say, and probably would say, is, look, you just need to show that this project is needed. If the only way you can show it's needed is with one of your own affiliates, then maybe the project actually isn't needed.
Also, the White House top domestic climate official is raising the alarms over the long-term effects of the droughts affecting the western United States. Yesterday, advisor Gina McCarthy said the mega drought could affect water supplies in areas that have historically depended on the Colorado River. The drought is stressing groundwater supplies and has limited availability of drinking and agricultural water, at a time when rising temperatures are making water even more important for farming and everyday life. Advisor McCarthy also warned that the droughts are expected to worsen over the next years. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. And for your dose of politics and the ins and outs of Washington, join Raghu Manavalan every morning at the Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. In 5 minutes, Raghu will get you caught up to speed with what's really going on in the nation's capital. I'm Anthony Adragna, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron. Did you know that Chevron supports the ambitions of the Paris Agreement? In fact, they've even tied their executives' compensation to lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations. Because it's only human to help power a brighter future.